Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the Reporting SIG meeting. I'll just get settings done here and then we can jump into it. I hope you're all staying warm wherever you are. And for those of you who get to stay warm all the time, I am officially jealous.
It's been quite
But
cold
you
here.
like to ski.
I do like to ski, but I hate to say this, but it's been, I can only go out for half an hour
It's been
because it's
brutal. It's been
so
brutal.
cold.
Yes.
But I have, you're right, I have done a lot of skiing because finally we have a decent amount of snow here in New
Right.
York. All right, let me get this Okay. All right. So, for this meeting, I'm wondering if there is someone who would be willing to do attendance. Is there someone who could do that today? Very easy. You just put X's next to the people's names.
I can.
And thank you. All right. All right. Well, it's good to see you all here. And today we're going to focus on priorities. And Scott, I also want to share a neat idea that Scott and I have come up with for some of our work. I want to hear your thoughts on that. We'll get right into just the business of the meeting a second here. Thank you so much, Anne. And so we are doing the calming schedule, so I think we need to change this verbiage here, but we are dropping the last Monday of the month in order to reduce the number of meetings that people have to go to. So we've been doing that and we'll update this text to reflect that. Are there any topics that you'd like to see us cover in the reporting SIG? Today we'll be talking about priorities for development, and so something may come up at that time for you. But are there other topics that you've been wanting to learn more about that we could cover for you? And it doesn't mean that you're offering to do a presentation. We'll ask people who are experts in various areas to cover things. So we'll just keep that in mind and let me know at any time. I don't expect that this meeting will be the full hour today. So just jump in if you have something that you've been curious about that you'd like us to kind of put together a more formal presentation about for this reporting SIG meeting. Okay. We'll get back to impacts and fields and features at some point. We are planning to have a MetaDB software version 1.4 release update once that is released. So we will get into that. For those of you who may not have seen it, there's a new release of the Folio Analytics Derived Tables 1.8.1. It just has a very minor change, so but you can take a look at it if you like to keep those updated for your institution. I don't think it's not a critical change, but it might be for one institution. We're also looking to do a reporting app development update at some point. These are all things that there are subgroups working on in the background, lots of activity. Mike Taylor and Charlotte Witt from Index Data and Lauren Cini. Is Lauren here? Have been, I don't see Lauren here yet. They have been working really hard for us on positioning tickets for the reporting app and for MetaDB. So we'll talk about that more when we have more put together on that. We're always looking for help with derived table support, and I do want to talk about that a little bit more today. Okay, so what we'll take a look at today are reporting SIG development priorities. And before we jump into that, there's one issue that Scott and I have been talking about a lot, and that is the support for derived tables. Our derived tables do a number of things and have functioned in a support capacity for the running of MetaDB reports ever since MetaDB and LDP, ever since the LDP software was delivered and people started running it with Folio. At first, it was used to speed up the process of running reports and also to take JSON data locked up in these JSON data arrays and extract them out into tables that could into columns so that they could be used more easily in reports. And then another function of the derived tables has been to put together derived tables that pull the most relevant data points together to make it faster and easier to develop a report on a given topic. So if you're doing purchase orders, then finance purchase orders. If you're doing invoices, if you're doing loans, we have a loan to item derived table that was probably one of the first ones done that is very helpful when you're doing circulation type reports. So derived tables have been around for a while. As the software has been developed out, oh, I think there's a chat message. Yeah, let me jump over to that in a moment. Oh, pre-conference. Okay, yeah. Pre-conference workshop. Okay, yeah, let's talk about that in a second. So derived tables, I just want to kind of preface this a little bit because I think it's important for us to think about this idea. But at this point, the MetaDB software development is growing to make JSON data array extraction easier, better, all of those things. And so the need to, one of the needs was to extract data into tables and into columns. And the other need was to put relevant items together. And another need is to speed up the processing when you run reports. So the larger institutions, we find that having the derived tables really does make an impact on the performance of queries. So what we're left with, I think, this year is taking a look at our derived tables and seeing if we can hone them down to, we have about 80 now, which is a lot to maintain. It's just becoming kind of overwhelming for the SIG and index data to work on these. So one piece of work is to reduce the number of derived tables, but to keep the ones that we need, and that's hard. So that's going to take a lot of collaborative work, but that's something that we can do in the SIG. The second piece is just keeping them maintained. For every release, we have new data points that come out or are moved in other place into other places. That needs to be managed. We need to be updating these derived tables to work correctly, bring in the data points that they were intended to bring in. And so that requires a bit of maintenance. So the idea that Scott and I have had is to ask Product Council for a resource, someone who can work exclusively on derived tables for the reporting SIG for 4 to 5 hours a week, or as much as we can get. I know we're all stretched. It is a trainable skill, so if there is somebody who wants to learn, I should ask OLF. Okay, thank you, Jen. Okay, we'll ask OLF then. Thanks, Jen. It is a trainable skill. We have the process of updating derived tables, documented, and it is a set of tasks that a person can learn. And it also would benefit this person if this person would like to, refine their SQL skills, that sort of thing. So, We will be asking, I guess, OLF for a resource in order to do this. If now you're all attending the reporting SIG meeting, so you can help us with this. If there are people at your institution that you can think of who might be interested in capable of available for this task, it would be very helpful for us right now. We have brought in people to do development, other kinds of support at other times and have specific roles in the reporting SIG. And so this is the direction that we're going with this Drive Table support job, if you will. And so it's depending on the person's level of skill and how much is going on, it may not take even 4 to 5 hours a week. So who to contact if you're interested, talk to me and to Scott. Yeah, and yes, I will post it on the Folio project as well. Thank you, Jen. Jen has got a lot of great suggestions here. And Claire, yeah, just reach out to me and to Scott if you're interested in taking this on. This is an excellent way to contribute to the project, something that we need right now. Jen, please go ahead.
Yeah, and I can do a shout out at Product Council. I'm just thinking with
Yay, thank
OLF,
you.
you might have like a wider audience. So yeah. See if they can do something for you as well.
Okay. All right. So I'll reach out to you, Jen, about that. Thank you so much. And Claire, did you have any questions?
Not really. So basically what we're wanting to do is see which derived tables people are actually using and then get rid of the ones that aren't being used.
Yeah, that's the work I think that we'll do in the reporting SIG. The work that this 45 hours a week as kind of assigned task is to actually do the work to write the SQL to update them, maintain them, and then to post them on Folio Analytics for review and ask for reviewers and so forth.
That does sound really interesting. I will ping you and Scott.
Yay. 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 Oh, this is really good. And I can say confidently that we have a very well-defined set of procedures for doing it that's very straightforward and documented in various places. And I'd be happy to help support this. I just I haven't figured out cloning yet. So I haven't been able to do it. That is wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you, Jen, for all your great pointers to get this going. Appreciate it. We might already have somebody. Yay. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into reporting SIG development priorities and take a look at what we've got going there. So just I think I have to update in order to click on things or something. Yes. Okay. Okay, so on this page, which anyone can add to if you have ideas or things to add, these are our development priorities. And I also want to thank the Product Council for helping us make community priorities a priority. They asked us to provide things for each SIG was asked to add to a community priorities dashboard, which we'll look at in a moment. And I really appreciate that because it's helped us focus in on what we need to work on. So these are the topics that we have. What I'd like to do today is just do some very informal prioritization with you, so that we can get a sense of how we should order these on the community priorities dashboard that Product Council has been keeping for us. So these are the topics that we have. We have data anonymization, so supporting configurable data anonymization in the MetaDB software. A number of libraries have brought up that their patron privacy policies require more control over the MetaDB software or whatever tables are brought into the MetaDB reporting database by Folio. And so we have a number of angles on that. Lauren Cini has been working very hard. And we have a MetaDB data privacy subgroup that has been working hard to identify how to do this, what the priorities are, and what should be anonymized, how it should be anonymized, what things are already getting anonymized in the Folio software, and to get a better picture of that so we can move this forward. And so the development is going forward on that. We have a couple tickets. So that's all good. So this data anonymization of requests, I don't know that this is really a priority for us, but it's something that affects us. With loan anonymization in Folio, if you turn it on, it will anonymize the current row of data for the loan. And it how it anonymizes depends on the configuration that you choose in Folio for loans. We expect that the request anonymization feature will work similarly. And Amelia Sutton is going to be talking to us about that process in the MetaDB data privacy subgroup on February 17. So if you're interested in that, just give me a shout out. I'll send you an invite. Data anonymization fees and fines, again, not necessarily something that we would work on, but it would affect us. So how fees and fines are anonymized will affect MetaDB data. So we just have these tickets here to keep an eye on, not necessarily something that we're pushing forward, but good for us to be familiar with. Reporting app permissions, definitely working on that. You can see that these tickets are getting closed rapidly by Mike Taylor. So we have just permissions work being done in the reporting app based on feedback from users, and that's coming out in the Trillium release. So that's coming. There was a con reporting app content permissions proposal that Stefan Dombeck put forward. So that has gone through Index Data for review, and they have decided that it's just not going to work to develop it in that way. And so this is being taken off the table for now. Stefan didn't present that to us. We were sort of hesitant, not sure if they could do it. So just want to let you know that's off the table. But what is on the table is reporting app permissions based on GitHub repository directory access. So this is that approach that we've been talking about where an institution can create multiple directories within their GitHub repository to store different kinds of functional reports. And then the reporting app can be set up with permissions that allow users, depending on their functional area, to see the reports in their areas. So it's kind of an interesting angle on permissions, but they feel pretty confidently that we could go in that direction. So that's where Lauren has been working with Index Data to further refine tickets for that. So and she reports that we're looking like we can go in that direction. So that's a big feature change for reporting app permissions. There's another issue that's more of a MetaDB issue, bug kind of problem that we've identified at Cornell. I don't know if other folks have seen this problem, but what we've seen is On the mark T table, each instance ID should have a unique SRS ID, and it should only include records where the state of the field is actual. But it's also including records where the state of the field is old. We're getting this result of multiple SRS ID rows for one instance ID, which is really problematic. If you start to see this, we'd love it if you could reach out to us, either me or to Joanne. We have been working really, or Natalia, whoever you know from Cornell. And we have been working hard to try to troubleshoot this, and have made Index Data aware of it, have made our hosting provider, EBSCO, aware of it, and we don't have any solutions yet. But there are queries that you can try in your own MetaDB to see if you have this issue too. And if you do, we really want to know, because that will help Index Data to solve the problem. So that's going on, and that's more of a bug kind of thing. So I don't know if it's, I mean, it's on this list just because it's really impacting us, but I don't know that that could be really listed as a big, reporting SIG development priority for features for the future, that sort of thing. We do have another kind of bug type thing. And again, we can decide if we want to list that as a priority or not. But what's we're seeing in development, and this is not just these tables, but in certain areas of the Folio software, the developers have neglected to add primary keys to their tables, and that messes up the functioning of data import in your Folio instance. And what is the only way to the only solution is to turn off the synchronization between Folio and MetaDB for those tables that are impacted. This is in refinement, so it's in the queue to be fixed for these particular tables in inventory, but we're concerned that that there are other places, and Temu has reported that they're seen in other places as well. So this is, yes, again, it's a bug, but it kind of seems to be an area of bugs that does need some attention. So, because as the software is developed, if developers don't add their primary keys, it's just going to continue to cause problems for data import, and also for the use of all MetaDB tables. When you have a MetaDB environment, you want to be able to use any table you can, you want, and this just blocks that. So there's that. Then the last thing here is just thinking about this meeting for today, added derived table updates maintenance management. So just so that we can prioritize that, and let PC OLF know that this is a priority for us, because we have these 80 tables that take a lot to manage and could use some help with that. So that's on the list as well. Are there any other topics, just taking a look at this, that come to your mind? And I'm just checking to see if there are any chat messages. Anything that we've forgotten here that is a development priority for the MetaDB software? So we're looking at MetaDB data anonymization, reporting app, the interface and permissions, that sort of stuff, and then a couple of bugs, and then derived table management. Okay, so let's move to prioritization. What would you say are the highest priorities? Let's say if we can just do a few. I think we have five slots. on the oh, let me pop over to that so you can see where we're headed. The community priorities dashboard is where all SIGs are listing what their priorities are. So we'll go down to reporting. So we have the data anonymization piece as our first priority now, just based on what we've talked about at our most recent meetings, and then reporting app is kind of third. But we have these other slots, and also we can switch this up depending on your needs. So we'd like to get the five top issues here. What would you say is priority one?
If I can put my two cents in, I still like the top priority as the anonymization. After that, because this is kind of a sensitive thing, I really like to see those bugs fixed.
Yeah, me too.
It's affecting us,
Thank you, Kate.
quite honestly, I don't know how badly it's affecting us. It seems to be a bad thing because the well, certainly for the MetaDB Mark T table, because that table is so central to so many of our reports. That's something I would like to see fixed. The lack of primary keys, I think, is definitely not a good thing. And it prevents us from doing some processes here that we would like to do and we can't. So that's a biggie for us. I
No,
guess so. I would put that as sort of the number two, three. But that's my own personal opinion.
What if we were to we could have one issue that says fix pressing bugs, basically. Okay, let's see. And I've got just a couple things going on in the chat here, so let me come to that. So what we could do is just take those, Joanne, and put them as number two, both number two, basically, and just have one issue that says, fix current bugs or fix high priority bugs in the software or something like
Yeah,
that.
it's I think it's important to make a note somewhere about why we want it fixed, because these things are affecting our everyday abilities to create reports and to perform processes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, so Claire is pointing out, is data anonymization also something PrivacySig will be working on? That might change our ranking logic. Good point. So definitely the PrivacySig is working on all data privacy issues, the ones that are most pressing, and of course MetaDB is right up there. I believe I'm scheduled to talk at the next meeting. I have joined the PrivacySig because we're really trying to have a focus on that to act as a liaison. And so, yeah, I think it'll definitely be a high priority. Yeah, I don't know about it changing our ranking logic, but let's take a look at the other issues. So we've got drive tables, we've got reporting app. These are all basically reporting app, and so we could conclude that in one. These are topics that I would recommend we leave to other reporting or other application areas to fix. These are just things that will impact us. So it's all kind of under data anonymization, if you will. So this, this could be one as well. But I guess what feels more important, the anonymization, the reporting app development, or derived tables, or these bugs?
Won't the derived tables be affected by, excuse me, the the development? I'm sort of confused about this, but the derived tables, upkeep and maintenance will not be as important once the derivations from the primary tables change. Is that right? So if we are undergoing an effort to have functions that extract more JSON data and make other tables, they may take, in some sense, they may lessen the need for the derived tables. I don't know that that's absolutely true, because some derived tables, the really good ones that we use, are they take from lots of different source tables and they pick out the data and put it together, which is nice, which is different from extracting JSON data from a single table. So it may be that the derived table priority is high, because it still will be useful after any of this other stuff is done. That's possible. So I think derived tables really benefit a lot of people, and keeping them current and up to date and maintained is certainly a great thing. And so I would rank that pretty high. I don't know. The reporting app stuff seems to be chugging along. And that's something that is certainly nice to have, but the derived tables is something we currently use and use heavily, right? So
That's the that's a good important point. So what if we did then something like this, and then reporting app, this I would consider all of these reporting apps. So this could be, say, four. And then these are still part of one. So the way that we're currently looking at it, would be data anonymization first, fixing bugs second, derived tables third, and reporting app fourth. We have five slots, so we have room for something else that we think of. But how does that sound? Does anyone want to see something in a different place? So, anonymization, bug fixes, derived tables, and then reporting app. Thank you, Becky. Yeah, just wondering what everyone thinks. I mean, this is a group decision, and that's always hard to do, so I want to make sure it's not. Okay, thank you, Clay. Thanks. Thanks. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Claire, Clay, and Becky. I appreciate that. So we're getting some thumbs up here on the current order. So let's go ahead and use this. What I'll do is move these over. I'll just probably consolidate these topics. Katie, yes. I can't. I'm not hearing Katie. Am I the only one? Katie?
Oh,
Ah, there.
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the order. It kind of just bounced into my head when Joanne was talking about the dry tables, that how we're going to eventually move away from them as
Yeah.
more JSON is extracted. I was just wondering if that should be a topic in the future for those that have already started converting their scripts from using derived tables to just the live tables. Because we've relied heavily on them just because it's easier, and quicker. And so, but I think some of us may need a little direction, so we don't rely so heavily on them.
So what would you want the topic to be to?
Converting your SQL from using derived tables to
Okay.
other tables. So
Okay. So perhaps a primer in using JSON data extracted, JSON columns with JSON data directly in a like with an example of a table. Okay. I asked precisely because we try to do in our local group very specific topics, and so it helps to refine what people are looking for. Doing taking a derived table and converting it into, or I'm sorry, taking your query and rewriting it so that it doesn't depend on a derived table.
Yes,
Okay,
exactly.
okay, okay. Rewriting. I think that we can do something on that. I can think of a couple people who are really good at that. So I'll add that to our list of topics to ask about and see if we can put that together. Great idea. Yay. All right. Okay, so we're going to go with this set of priorities. If you feel otherwise, or you think of other priorities, things that are more pressing, or you'd like to have us switch it up, please reach out to me or Scott. We want to make sure that this reflects your needs. And of course, we have to do it collaboratively, collectively, but I feel like this is good. So thanks so much. That is all that I have for today, I think. So, unless there are any other topics, I can give you back 20 minutes. And if you want to take a look at the community priorities dashboard, there's a link right there in the reporting SIG notes for today. You can also just, oh, Jen. Oh, right. Thank you, Jen.
Oh,
Sorry.
sure. I was
Yes.
just WolfCon
WolfCon
2026
2026, yes.
is arriving. So it's a little earlier than last year. So the pre-conferences are that Monday, I think it's August 30th or 31st, and then it's September 1st through the 3rd. And so I don't know, I know Thomas Trutt, who's in charge of organizing pre-conference workshops. So I know there was maybe 10 or so people in the workshop for this one. So I don't know if you want to do another workshop or if you can.
Do you mean the reporting workshop from last year? Okay. He told me that that was the better most well attended or something like that, which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott and I did one. Yeah, we don't know who's going to the conference. And do you know if they have to be if workshops have to be done in person?
Yeah, the pre-conference
Okay.
ones are in person. I think for the general session, it just one of the presenters has to be there in person. So that's a little easier.
Okay. Yeah, if there's anyone who would like to do a reporting topic for the pre-conference. So the pre-conference workshop, just for those of you new to that, is a full day or half day. You basically commit to do a training, and try to make it as interactive as you can on a particular topic that people are interested in. And so people are consistently interested in how do I do reporting. And so what Scott and I did last year, for 2025, was to show a little bit about reporting and all of its different flavors for Folio. So, and we did a half day. So if there is someone who's interested in doing a half day workshop on reporting, please should who should they reach out to you, Jen,
Yeah,
or
so for the
okay.
pre-conference, it's Thomas Trutt from Cornell.
Okay. Okay, just
And
reach
you
out to
can
Tom.
just
Okay.
like Slack Tom.
Mm-hmm.
For the call, if you just were thinking maybe a proposal, the call for proposals is opening next week on the 10th. So once you see
Wow.
like the yeah, once you see the call for that, you can put it in for that. Yeah.
Didn't we just get back?
Yeah, it's yeah, and it's funny 'cause the planning team we kind of came back and we started the 2026. It was kind of nonstop this year.
That's
But
great.
if you're wondering where it is, it will be in Prague. Which is one of the more well, it's very touristy, but it's not as expensive as London or, some other European cities, and it's going to take place at the University, the Prague University of Economics and Business, which is near Old Town. So we have. Yes, we have this information, and this page actually will take you out to our feed loop page, which let me get that for you. If I can find it. All right. Copy link. All right. This is So this year we are departing from SCED and we are using FeedLoop with the hope that it's a better experience, especially for our virtual attendees. So FeedLoop offers a little more functionality for that.
Nice.
It looks really nice. And for those who are going to go, we're going to have, tips and, how to navigate the public transportation, how to ask for like, what's not on the menu. They have like special menus for lunch. So we're going to, have little, helper things and of course FAQs for everyone.
Well, that's exciting. So you may want to go back to your institutions and just ask about Folio and attending WolfCon. One question I have, Jennifer, is there a possibility for remote attendees to present?
As long as one of the presenters is there in person.
Oh, okay,
So
so same.
and you can designate someone as well, you know, and just
Okay.
say, you know, maybe it's just your moderator. But then, you know,
Okay.
let's see. So your moderator is there, and on your call for proposals, you can say, you know, this is our in-person, you know, who will be helping us with the presentation.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. And this year is going to be a little different. We're going to make sure that all the sessions have someone in the room helping out, like a moderator. So if you are this only person there presenting in person, you'll also have a moderator. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I think that'll really help. And then for the pre-conference training, what you said was you need one of the trainers there. Is that the difference?
Yeah, typically those are all in person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All in person. Okay. So you could do, as long as you have a moderator, you could do a virtual presentation.
Yeah, it's kind of skirting the you know, the I mean OLF, so OLF really wants this to be a, you know, a place where people come together in person. So, and that's why they're asking at least one of the presenters attend in person. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So, that's very helpful. Thank you so much. Anyone have any other questions for Jennifer about WolfCon 2026? I just want to give a shout out to the committee because they've been doing a fantastic job of getting us started on planning and providing training for presenters and making sure that things are working. The committee members, Jennifer being one of them, have been working really, really hard to make it a great conference.
Yeah, and this year we're going to have a speaker portal, so it will provide lots of tips and
Wow.
you know, information on how to manage Zoom in a hybrid environment. And then of course we'll also have the, you know, testing and presentation for everyone, and then we'll also have you know, the attendee FAQs, including like how to navigate public transportation, which actually is really easy. There's an app, and it's the best way to go, honestly. Yeah. Yeah. And I
Great.
didn't say the reception will take place in the National Library, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's an old monastery, which is right next door to the one of the oldest libraries in Europe. The Clement is it the Clement Clementine Clementinen or something like that. I'm doing a bad job. It's the astronomical clock and map room. Yeah.
It's Clementium, I believe.
Thank you, Jean. Yeah. It's like too many M's for this morning for me.
Right.
Right. Well, that's exciting. Well, thank you so much for that additional information and really, really appreciate your getting us started early and thinking about that. And there's a link that Jen put into the chat, which I will add a little section into our notes for today on WolfCon 2026, so people see that there as well. So, okay, that is all I have for today. Are there any other topics, questions, announcements, updates that I missed? Anything else for today? All right. Well, thank you so much for attending. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you at the next reporting meeting. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye
Bye.
bye.